In the course of reporting this series, I spoke to very few women who were working with mobile apps. It wasn't for lack of trying. This gender gap isn't unusual in computer science in general, and it isn't confined to New Hampshire. Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh is a leader in bringing women into the field. I recently spoke with Professor Lenore Blum. She chairs Carnegie Mellon's computer science department and founded the Women at the School of Computer Science program. I began by asking her about how Carnegie Mellon encourages female students.
The percentage of women in computer science across the country is really low. Women studying, it's in the 10, maybe to 15, 13% of people who get bachelor's degrees in computer science are women. Carnegie Mellon is actually different. We have about 35% of our entering class in computer science is female. So I think we're going against the trend. And I was looking at also other data, which is quite interesting. In the past couple of years, the number of people going into computer science has been increasing on a rate of like 10% a year. When you look at women, it went down a little bit last year. It went up slightly this year. It's always hovering around 12%, something like that. So one wants to question what's going on in the larger environment. And one thing we think is that when you're a minority in a situation, you often don't have the same kind of experiences as a majority. So we try to have a lot of professional development for our women students, which provides mentoring, role models, and all that, and women working together. Last night, there was a program that our students put on for middle school girls called Creative Tech Nights, where the girls come together and they actually build things and they build apps. What we're doing now is having a lot of programs where we're saying, hey, computing, all these things are really appropriate for girls, and we're going to have lots of activities getting girls together to get the excitement and to get the experience, and that's really changing things. So I think very soon you're going to see a wave of girls and women getting involved in these areas.
Why do women remain underrepresented in this area of the new economy?
A lot has to do with your prior experience. And, you know, girls aren't often given things to work with their hands or computers to take apart. But let me tell you a little story. One of the things that I started many years ago with other people in the San Francisco Bay Area was called Expanding Your Horizons in Math and Science. And this is for middle school girls. And we've actually done these workshops, conferences around the country. And a few years ago, we had one such workshop here at Carnegie Mellon. And the girls were building little robots, these kind of Tinker Toy type of robots with actually batteries and such. And I remember all of a sudden smelling of fire. And apparently the girls had taken a battery and switched the leads, and there was like a short circuit. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, the parents will sue us. You know, there's going to be a fire here. So I took it immediately, went into the restroom, dumped it in the water, and came back and heard all the girls saying, wow, this is so exciting, this is so exciting. And I realized the girls had never had the experience of actually doing anything mechanical, electrical at home, because parents are often much more protective of the girls.
How do you know if these sorts of outreach initiatives have worked?
So I think that's a very good question. I think a lot of this is hard to know. I think you just start looking around. I think one thing we see is that our students, at least here, we have very little dropout rate from computer science with women. It's really minuscule. One of the things we found in our research was really interesting. In the early research that actually was carried out at our university, they were showing very, very large gender differences in computer science. And what they had found in the 90s was that women sort of liked the application. Actually, this would be apps type of computer science, whereas men liked more the programming part and the theoretical part. And so they thought we had to change our curriculum to be somewhat female-friendly. When we started to find a sort of a near-critical mass of women in our program, rather than strict differences between men and women, we found very similar spectrum. So in other words, there is a spectrum of interest amongst women. Some women want to use the computer for applications, for societal applications, for example. But some women really want to take that computer apart, really understand the insides, really want to do this, what we call systems programming. So there were very few differences. I think that was a big, big change. And I think when you have a cohort where you have a very, very small minority, a larger other group, you will see differences just because of the situation. When the numbers become closer, those differences disappear.
That was Lenore Blum. She's a professor and chair of computer science at Carnegie Mellon University. And I'm Amanda Loader. Tomorrow, we conclude our series on mobile app development in New Hampshire with a story of how one independent entrepreneur is tapping into an unlikely niche market.